Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. At the Last Supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, I want you to raise your hand if you've heard this phrase. Every hand's going to go up. Don't judge a book by its cover. Does anyone know who wrote it? Don't say Jesus. Even though Jesus is always telling us not to judge. So, and that's basically what that phrase is about. So he probably could have written it. It was written by Paul Manafort, I believe was his last name. I Googled this, of course. He wrote a speech in 1944. The title of the speech was, "Don't Judge a Book by Its Binder." And we have transformed that into, "Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover." 2 years later, in 1946, in the movie A Murder in a Glass House, that line was used, and it's been popular ever since. Even though, jokingly, I said Jesus could have written it, I think in today's gospel, Jesus shoots a hole through this phrase, but I'm going to explain that in just a minute. I want to tell you the first time I heard this phrase. I was going from the fourth grade to the fifth grade. And there were two wonderful fifth grade homeroom teachers, Mrs. Maxwell and Mrs. Hooper. Wonderful women, wonderful teachers. Whatever class you ended up would not be a problem because they were so sweet. And then towards the end of our fourth grade year, we found out that Mrs. Maxwell was going to retire. And then we found out that the new teacher had the last name of Smith, not Miss Smith, not Mrs. Smith, but Mr. Smith. It sent shivers down all of the fourth graders who had never had a male teacher. And when I found out that my new homeroom teacher was Mr. Smith, I went home and basically told my mother the world was ending. What in the world am I going to do with a man teacher? And she used this phrase, first time I'd ever heard it. She said, "John, don't judge a book by its cover." And I must have looked at her like she had three heads. And she said, "What I mean by that is give this man a chance. Just because he's a male teacher doesn't mean you're not going to like him and doesn't mean he's not going to be good." Well, 3 weeks later when school started, that lasted about a day when we all found out that Mr. Smith was a former military guy before teaching, a little tough, a little strict, and what I would consider a little mean. In fact, when the first report card came out, I received an F in citizenship. Now, I know that is shocking to all of you that I received an F for talking too much. I talked him into a C, by the way. So before my mother saw the report card, I had a C and not an F. In any case, let's talk just for a moment about what Jesus was talking about in the gospel. Jesus was gathered with all of his followers. His earthly ministry was over. He had performed miracle after miracle after miracle. They had listened to him teach. They had asked questions. They understood some things and they didn't understand some things. And then he says this to them. This is one last chance to make his point. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Now, if he would have stopped there, that would have been fine. And we would even say today, love one another. Well, I got that. I can love. That is not a problem. But this is where Jesus makes it different. He says, love one another. But then he says, I want you to love the way I love you. That's how people are going to know that you are followers of me. By the way you love. By you loving like me. That means, my sisters and brothers, now think about that statement for a minute. That's really powerful and sometimes hard to swallow. Because that means the love that Jesus is asking of us is a radical love, is a sacrificial love, is an unconditional love. That means that you and I are to go into the world and love the doubters like Thomas. That means you and I go into the world and love the deniers like Peter. That means that you and I are to go into the world and love the betrayers like Judas. And this is where it becomes really different. This is when Jesus turns everything on its ear. This is when he gives people permission to judge us, in a sense. This is when he gives people to look at our cover and make a decision on what the book is all about. He says, how you love is how people will know you. Plain and simple. That means people are going to look at us and know that we're different. People are going to look at us and know by the way we love, we are simply different. It's a radical love, a sacrificial love, and an unconditional love. That means people will not know you by your kindness, even though that's not a bad thing. They're not going to know you by your generosity, even though that's not a bad thing. People are not going to know you because you're smart. People are not going to know you because you're rich or because you're poor. People are not going to know you because you go to church. People are not going to know you because you read at church. People are not going to know you because you sing in the choir. People are not going to know you because you're an usher. People are going to know who we are simply by the way we love. Radically, unconditionally, and sacrificially. And I have news for you. If you haven't figured it out yet, this is hard stuff. This is really, really hard stuff that Jesus is asking for us, of us, because he has turned everything on its ear. So I'm going to ask you the question. You think it's hard for you to do this? Lord, have mercy. Yes, it is. However, another question. Is it possible for us to love this way? I'll leave you with one line from Scripture. All things are possible with God. Amen.